With the virtual destruction of the Prussian army following the Battle of Jena-Arstadt, Russia remained the only major land power threatening the French hegemony of Europe, and thus became the main focus of Napoleon's ongoing military operations. Even as much of his force was busy rounding up the retreating Prussians along the Baltic, the French emperor sent his vanguard racing eastward to confront a Russian army under the command of General Bennigsen. Bennigsen, meanwhile, had advanced as far as the Vistula before news of the crushing defeat of his ally at Jena brought him up short. About the middle of November, with the leading elements of the French army on the Vistula, Bennigsen fell back first upon Warsaw, then north to a strong defensive position between the Narew and Wirka rivers. Despite the near exhaustion of his troops and the approach of winter, Napoleon continued to press forward in hopes of defeating the Russians before the end of the campaigning season. The forests of East Prussia proved considerably less hospitable than the rich farmlands of Germany, however, and the French advance eventually ground to a halt at the end of December, with the Russians in possession of Königsberg and much of the country surrounding the Masurian lakes. No sooner had the Grand Army settled in for a much-needed period of rest and refitting, however, than Bennigsen, despite severe winter